Good afternoon, everyone. I hope everybody's doing well. I'm going to share here a question that I received regarding breaking your fast on Tanis Esther. So it's an interesting case. It's a student of mine. At this point, she has graduated for a number of years, and she's now in a genetic counseling program that she's almost graduating from that as well. And the final for one of her classes takes place on Tanis Esther, and the nature of the final is not a written test. She has to give a presentation. She said it's at least a 30-minute presentation. She'll be standing, she'll be talking, and she said in general she's a very bad faster. She usually takes it very easy, you know, especially I think by the afternoon, which was when the final would be, like she'll be lying down. And she is nervous, you know, based on her past experiences, if she has to exert herself like that, that, you know, she could end up fainting. And, you know, based on, again, her fasting experiences, this is not something that she thinks she can do, and is worried about that. I wanted to know if she could break the fast in light of that. So I asked her, first question, you know, can you move the final? Can you move the presentation? Like, that's not an option. So it's scheduled for that day. It's not the type of thing she can move around. She's wondering, you know, what are her options in terms of breaking the fast? So there's a very interesting tshuva of Rav Moshe that I think pertains to this question. So I'll share with you the idea of Rav Moshe Feinstein. This is from Chelek Dalet Simin Kufya Dalet in Orach Chaim. So Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked a question by someone who is working on behalf of the tzibur, who is osik b'tzarchei tzibur. It doesn't say what he was doing. There are many things a person can do that is on behalf of the tzibur. Later on, Rav Moshe refers to what he's doing as Meleches HaKodesh, as holy work. But again, there's many lines of work that can be viewed as, you know, the work of God and holy work. So that's just to give context the person that Rav Moshe is talking about. So that person asked a similar question, that going to work on a fast day for him was going to potentially put him in a situation where if he was working, he's going to have to break his fast. If he stayed home all day, you know, then he wouldn't have to break his fast. So he wanted to know, do I have to take off from work? Do I have to stay home? After all, he's involved in Melechas HaKodesh. He's doing something important. What should he do if he thinks he's going to have to break his fast if he goes to work that day? So Rav Moshe says, he gives a very important gather over here, a very important definition of fasting. He says, V'im nechlash be'emsa avodaso. So let's say he goes to work and he starts feeling sick and weak. Not nechlash is weak, not sick, not a chola, but he feels weak in the middle of the day. And here's the key line. Im hi chalusha yoser miderech b'nei adam kishemis anim. If he feels more weak, considerably more weak than the regular average person who fasts, meaning everybody feels a little bit weak when you fast. Everybody is hungry when they fast. Everybody's got a little bit of a headache when they fast. Like, that's normal. But if your situation is like worse than the normal person who fasts, that's what Moshe says. If you're feeling weaker and worse, he doesn't give, there's no exact science to it, but like if you're like significantly noticeably worse than the average person, you know, everybody should judge it according to their age and everything like that, but your bracket, you know, your bracket, you're way worse off than the average person. So Rav Moshe says you are considered to be a chola, and you would be allowed to break your fast. So based on, so that's what Rav Moshe says. Meaning, it's not only if you're literally bedridden, fever, like that, obviously you break your fast. Rav Moshe says if you're doing worse than what a normal person like you should be doing on a fast day, Rav Moshe says, at least for the tzomos kalos, the minor fast days, so you're allowed to break your fast. So then the shaila continues, and the person asks, okay, so should I stay home? Is it better that I stay home, where I know I'll feel okay, I'll be able to fast, or should I go to work and push myself knowing that I might end up having to break my fast? So obviously on Yom Kippur, there's no question. You stay in bed all day to fast. We're talking about a minor fast day here. So Rav Moshe says, lechatchila, rashay lechatchila, lasos avodaso. You're allowed to lechatchila, no questions asked. Ideally, you're allowed to go to work. Rav Moshe says, kaven shehim alecha shamayim. Since you're doing work of God, you're doing important work. Again, he doesn't say what the job is. He says, since you're doing important work, af shebi'im lo haya oved, haya yachol esanos. And even though you're telling me if you didn't go to work and you stayed home, you could fast. Ukisha oved, efshir yachlo shviyat starich lechol. But now by going to work, there's a significant chance that you're going to feel too weak and you're going to have to eat. Rav Moshe says, no worries, you should still go to work because you're doing melech shamayim, and it's okay if you break your fast. So plugging that into this case, again, Melech HaShemayim, obviously, you know, not to toot my own horn, but a Rebbe, somebody who's teaching Torah for sure, but a doctor, a nurse, you know, other types of therapy. And I think in this case, genetic counseling, granted, it's you know, a test on the way to that, but it's part of the Melech HaShemayim, part of the process of getting to where she's going to get to help people in a very meaningful way. I think you can very clearly put that into the category of, you know, the work of God, important, helpful work to other people. And Ramosh is saying if showing up to work that day means that you might have to break your fast, you can show up to work that day. And Rav Moshe pushes it one step further. He says, what about people who aren't in Malach HaShemayim? You know, no offense, you know, an accountant. I'm a CPA too. I could have been an accountant, a real estate lawyer, finance, whatever you're doing. Obviously, everybody could turn their work into Malach HaShemayim. But, you know, fundamentally, in its most narrowest sense, not exactly what we'd call, Malach HaShemayim. So just regular work. So Rav Moshe says, even still, if you're working for somebody else, he says, "Uvisochar etzel achirim." I work for somebody else. I have a boss. I have a job. I have to show up to. Even after melechas harishus, it's just melechas rishus. It's just regular permissible work. But it's going to be a hefsed la'achirim if I don't show up. So that's a loss to my boss, to my team. Like they're going to be at a loss. They need to fill in the work, and that's not fair to them. Rav Moshe says once again, you're allowed to go to work, even though by going to work, you might end up having to break your fast. Okay, I guess what you could say, if a person works for himself and is his own boss, and maybe then he shouldn't go to work. But again, Rav Moshe is saying here on a minor fast day, not Yom Kippur or even Tisha B'Av. And again, he's also saying if it's going to put you to the point that you're significantly worse off than like a regular person in your bracket, that's when he said, A, you can go to work even though it's going to cause you that, and B, if that's the situation, then you would be allowed to break your fast. If a person just doesn't feel great, nobody feels great in a fast day. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about somebody, again, his definition is that you're weaker and worse off than a regular person in that situation. For this Tainus Kal, you'd be allowed to break your fast, and you could even show up to work knowing that it might lead to that position, to that situation, especially if it's Melech HaShemayim. But even if you have a boss who's relying on you and other people are going to be at a loss because of you. So based on all of that, and what she's telling me, she thinks she's going to faint. Obviously, she's actually going to faint. There's no question. Like, but she's not sure. She, you know, I said, based on everything you're telling me, it would seem that you could do whatever you have to do to not be in that position that you're going to like pass out. And you could break your fast. Obviously, don't go crazy. Don't, you know, shouldn't be a glutton, but do what you got to do to stay healthy. And just one added point to this whole topic, the Rama. In Simon Tuf Resh Pevav, the very beginning of Hilchos Purim. So he says, regarding Tainus Esther, he says, V'tainus zu eino chova. This is not a regular obligatory fast like the other minor fast days. The Mishnah Berurah says, the other minor fast days, it's written in the Navi that you have to fast. There's nowhere in Megillas Esther that it says you have to fast on Tainus Esther. I might do another little recording regarding the nature of Tainus Esther, like where it comes from. But really, you just need to fast any time in Adar. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, so we picked the Yud Gimel Adar to be the fast, but it's not as set in stone as the other fast days. And the Ramah says one example of this is that not only if, like, you know, you're pregnant or nursing or chola, obviously you're always fast, you know, exempt from public fast days then. But he says, afilu rak ove einayim, even if you just have a headache, she'im mitzarim harbe, you're in a lot of pain, lo yis'anu, you don't have to fast. Okay, I will say, the Ramah puts in a caveat that you have to make up the fast then. Okay, the Ramah says, if it's just a headache that's really bad, you don't have to fast on Tainus Esther, but you would have to make it up. Other later poskim, the Netei Gavriel, that Panini Halacha say, that's only if you're relying on like this last level that it's just a headache that it's causing you not to fast, then you'd have to make it up. But if like you're really something that would make you exempt from any fast day, then you wouldn't even have to make it up. The reason I'm quoting this is that Ramah himself even says that Tainus Esther is more kal than other fasts. So putting it all together, you know, in this situation, I said, if that's where she's holding, then she would be allowed to break her fast in light of all the aforementioned reasons. And okay, so that's just an interesting shaila that came up with regards to Tainus Esther.